So now I've got some data of emission spectra. In emission spectra, what you do is you take some gas and you strike a plasma. You apply a voltage in such a way that first electrons are accelerated into the gas. The electrons hit some atom and ionize it, and then there's a positive ion in an electric field, and that gets accelerated, and the ion hits an atom. And when the ion hits an atom in the collision, sometimes it puts one of the atoms up into an excited state. That's what's going on in, I don't know if we have any light bulbs here, but you know the normal light bulb with the long tubes, there's a gas inside, and you strike a plasma. What you're doing is you're accelerating the atoms, tertiary atoms in that case, they collide together. When they collide, some of the electrons go up into an excited state, and then when they fall back to the ground state, they give out light. So we do that with hydrogen, just H2, hydrogen gas, that's the line at the top. And we look at the wavelengths of light that come out, and this is now not visible, but in the infrared. And for hydrogen, you see all these lines of light that's being emitted, and these come from the transitions that the electrons are making as they're falling to lower levels, or it's also possible that the molecule, the electronic state does not change, but the vibrational state changes. So it goes from some state where it's vibrating a lot to a lower vibrational state and emits an infrared photon. And this spectrum for hydrogen is a fingerprint for hydrogen. Every time somebody makes a gas of hydrogen and looks at the light that is emitting, these frequencies, these wavelengths, they always appear in the infrared. And this is how you can look at some star somewhere and say there's so much hydrogen in it, there's so much carbon in it, because there's a characteristic spectrum for every molecule. And in this case, these are all basically the simplest molecules. So the top one is hydrogen, that's two protons and two electrons. The second one is a hydrogen atom and a deuterium atom. Deuterium is an isotope of hydrogen. It's a proton plus a neutron. So it's about twice as heavy. It has different vibrational spectrum than just hydrogen. But it's still two positive charges and two electrons. It's just you've changed the vibrations by making one of the nuclei heavier. And it's got a different spectrum. And then the third one is the tritium and hydrogen. So it's one proton and two neutrons and connected to a hydrogen. And then this is two deuterium atoms. This is tritium and deuterium and the bottom one. Oh, it's deuterium. And so you can tell by looking at the gas how much of the different spectra, if you had some mixture of these things, you could tell how much of these different molecules were present. And I said before that you could use spectroscopy to identify what gas, like what pollutants are in the atmosphere, or which gases are present in an industrial process by looking for a particular wavelength that's getting absorbed. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. You want to look for the whole spectrum before you look at the whole spectrum to try to identify a particular molecule. It's like a fingerprint for this molecule.